At a previous shiur, we ended the shiur with a question on a chazal in the Masechta Tainis Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Chazal tell us, Kol Hamisabel al Yerushalayim Zoche V'roe B'Simchasa. Whoever mourns over Jerusalem, that person will merit to see in the joy in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. And the question was that the dikduk seems to be not correct, because it should say Yiske V'yira. This is the question of Chaim V'Lajner. It should say he will merit to see, and yet it says that B'Lashon Hove Zoche V'roe. He sees now in the joy of Yerushalayim. It is that question that we wish to answer today, and in order to do it, we would like to begin with a famous story which is found in the Gemara in Masechta Makos on Daf Chof Dal Amud Beis, the last Daf of Masechta Makos. Shuv Pam Achas Hoyu Oilun Yerushalayim. There were four Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Lozer Ben Azaria, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Gamliel. They were going up to Yerushalayim. Kivin Shigiyu LaHaratzofim, they came to Haratzofim, which is Mount Scopus. Karu Bigdam, they saw the site of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they tore their clothing, as is the halacha. When one sees the site of the Beis HaMikdash in its destruction, one is to tear kriya, as one does over the loss of a relative. Kivin Shihigiyu LaHarabayis, when they came to the Harabayis, Ro'u Shu'al Sheyatsu Mibeis Kachei HaKadoshim, they saw a fox that was going out from the place of the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hischilu Hein Bochen. So these Talmid Chachamim began to cry, seeing such a sight. V'Rabbi Akiva Mitzachek, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Amru Lo, so the other Talmid Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, Neimah Atah Mitzachek, why are you laughing? Amar Lahem, he said to them, Neimah Atem Bochem, why are you crying? Amru Loi, they said to him, why are we crying? It's obvious why we're crying. Makum shekasuv boi vazora karv yumas, va'akshav shu'olim holchu boi v'loi nifke. The place about which, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, about which it is said that the Zor, the stranger, who comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, will die. And it was so holy, it had the Shechinah, the divine presence there, and one would die, and now we find foxes going in that place. Shall we not cry, they said to Rabbi Akiva. Amar Lahen, Rabbi Akiva responded, L'kach ani mitzachek. That's the very reason why I am crying, why I am laughing. Dechsiv, we have a pasuk in the Navi. Va'idali edim nemarim. Hashem says, I have two witnesses. Who are the two witnesses? Es Uriah Koyen v'Zechariah ben Barachio. And the Gemara asks, V'chima inyan Uriah etz Zechariah, how could you link together Uriah and Zechariah? Uriah ben Migdash Rishon v'Zechariah ben Migdash Sheni. They lived at two different times in history. Ella. So Rabbi Akiva answered this question by saying the following. Tola hakosiv nevuasi shel Zechariah ben nevuasi shel Uriah. What Hashem did is to link the prophecy of Zechariah together with the prophecy of Uriah. By Uriah it says, Lochem beglalchem tzion sade techrash, that Zion will be plowed over. B'Zechariah ksiv, oid yeshu zekenim v'zekenis b'chavish Yerushalayim. There will come a day when the old people will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. Said Rabbi Akiva, what's the link between these two nevuos? Ad shalayin eskaim nevuos yishal Uriah yisim esyor shalayit eskaim nevuos yishal Zechariah. Until I saw the fulfillment of the bad nevuah, I wasn't sure if I would see the nevuah come true of the good nevuah of Zechariah. But achshav shen eskaim nevuos yishal Uriah. But now that I see in front of my eyes the fulfillment of the nevuah of Uriah, that Zion will be plowed over, biyadua I know shen nevuos yishal Zechariah miskayemis. I know that the nevuah of Zechariah would become true as well. The lashon hazeh amru loy. So what did the rabbis respond to Rabbi Akiva? Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechamtanu. Akiva, you have comforted us. Akiva, you have comforted us. The questions are very obvious. How does this still explain why Rabbi Akiva laughed? The fact is that he saw in front of him the Churban. Right now it's a time to cry. And it's a question on the rabbis also. The rabbis were comforted with what Rabbi Akiva said. How could they be comforted? What happened to the Chazal we said, Kol Amis Abel al Yerushalayim, whoever will mourn over Yerushalayim will see its joy. Where were they mourning over Yerushalayim? They tore Kriya, very good, but then Rabbi Akiva starts laughing, and then he convinces the Chachamim, and they say, we are comforted. What do you mean you're comforted? Your Shalayim is in ruins, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the foxes are going out from the Kodesh HaKadosh. The answer, I believe, to these questions, we will get if we have a profound understanding in each word of the Chazal that I quoted before. Kol Hamis Abel Al Yerushalayim Zocha V'Roa B'Simchasa. So let us begin with the words Kol Hamis Abel. Based on previous shiurim we have explained, based on the interpretation of Rav Yashir Ber Soloveitchik Zitzal, that there is a difference between aninus and avelus. Aninus is the emotional reaction to a loss of a relative, and avelus is understanding with our seichel. We explained, based on Rav Yashir Ber Zitzal, that an onen is usher to do mitzvahs because he's living with his emotion alone. However, the ovel, after the internment takes place, the surviving relative understands what's happening. He doesn't just feel it emotionally. Now that he understands what's happening, he's mechuyev to do all the mitzvahs. So the word misabel is linked with understanding. Say Chazal, kol hamisabel al Yerushalayim. If you think into Yerushalayim, you don't just feel it emotionally. You're not just misonein. You're not mitzta'er. You're not boche alone. You don't cry alone, as important as that is. But you also think into why the Churban took place. If you think, as we mentioned, it says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that a person is mechuyev litzar velida. You're supposed to have emotional anguish, but you're also supposed to have daiga. Daiga, worry, how do you worry with your mind? So if you have daiga, if you worry, there are many proofs that this will lead you to tshuva. Thinking leads a person to tshuva. Emotion alone won't lead the person to tshuva. It says in Shemoneh Esrei, Ato chol nein l'adam das, you have granted man wisdom, and what's the next bracha? If I have wisdom and I think into what my shortcomings are, that can lead me into tshuva. We say in Tachnun, Nach besodr achenu v'nachora v'nashuva al Hashem lekecha. Let us look into our actions and think deeply into them, and that will lead us back to tshuva. So the ovel, the person who understands his loss and thinks into the loss, if you are misabel on the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, if you're misabel on Yerushalayim, you will be the one to be zoch in the simcha. So we've explained misabel, and we've explained that misabel leads a person to tshuva. So in fact, a person who is in avelus, he's mourning a loss, but on the other hand, that leads him to tshuva, that leads him to rebuild, that leads him to rejuvenate. There's a positive aspect in the avelus, because the avelus leads a person to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do tshuva. Kol HaMisabel al Yerushalayim. Whoever mourns over Yerushalayim, what is Yerushalayim all about? Yerushalayim is not only the most beautiful city in the world. Yerushalayim Horim Savivla, the beautiful mountains around Yerushalayim that makes it Klilas Yaifi, it makes it such a beautiful place. But Yerushalayim is not only one of the highest points of Kedusha in the world. The Gemara tells us that there are 10 Kedushas, there are the 10 sources of holiness in the world. The highest one is the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. But Yerushalayim is right up there on the top. Yerushalayim is not only that great bastion of Kedusha. Yerushalayim, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, represents Achdus. It represents unity. And how do we know this, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner? From a Perek in Tehillim. Shir HaMalos LeDavid. Samachti Be'oimrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. David said, I was rejoiced when they told me they're going up to the Beis Hashem. Our feet stood up in the gates of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim habnuya, the rebuilt Yerushalayim, is ki'ir shechubra la yachdav. It's a city which is joined together. It's unified and united together. Shesham olu shvatim shifteka, going up to Yerushalayim three times a year at the time of Aliyah L'Regel, the Shvatim went up to Yerushalayim, Eidus L'Yisrael, this is a testimony to the Jewish people, L'Hodos L'Shem Hashem, they went up to the Beis HaMikdash to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, here is where we see the definition of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not only a holy site, but it's a concept. It represents something. And what does it represent? Achdus. Ki'ir shechubra lo yachdav. It was a city where the 12 shvatim, each with its own flag, each with its own destiny, each with its own capability. Yehuda was the melech, and Yisachar was the Talmud Chacham, and Zvulun was the businessman. Each one had its own function in Klal Yisrael. When they came up to Yerushalayim, it was Ki'ir Shechubru LaYachdav. It became one city of Yerushalayim. All the Shvatim became fused together as one entity. The Chazal say, Yerushalayim loynis chalko l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided up amongst the tribes. Lahavdil, just like you have Washington, D.C., does not belong to any particular one of the 50 states. It's its own unique identity, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States. Lahavdil, Elif Avdolis, the same thing with Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim did not belong to Reuven or to Shimon or to Yehuda. It belonged to all of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Pasuk concludes. Lahodos L'Shem Hashem, Eidus L'Yisrael. This was a testimony by the 12 tribes becoming one unit in Yerushalayim. It was a testimony to the vitality and the achdus of Yisrael, of the entire Jewish people. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, just as there is a Yerushalayim Shomata, a Yerushalayim here on earth, so too there is a Yerushalayim Shalmala. There is a heavenly Yerushalayim. And in that Yerushalayim, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, all the neshamos of all the Jewish people in all generations past, future generations, present generations, all the neshamos are fused together into one neshama. Eidus L'Yisrael, this is the one neshama of the entire Jewish people. So Yerushalayim, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, represents Achdus. And in this way, he says a beautiful pshat in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And it's in Gemara in Masechta Yoma, which the Daf Yomi happens to be learning now, and we recently had in the Daf Yomi. The Chazal say that there were 10 miracles that happened in the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Two of them had to do with space. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was Oimdim Tzvufim U'Mishtachavim Revachim. They were standing with their Tzvufim, means they were like floating on air, because there were so many, there were millions and millions of people streaming to the Beis HaMikdash. So when a person, he couldn't put his feet down on the floor, his feet were like standing on somebody else's foot. He couldn't reach the floor. But Mishtachavim, when they bowed down and they had to do vidui, they had to do confession, and they didn't want to have one person hearing the confession of the other, each one had around him four amas. He had four amas this way, four amas this way, that no one should hear what the other person was confessing. How did that happen? It was a miracle. It was a small place that had a room for, made room for a larger audience, and everybody stretched out. That's one miracle. There was a second miracle. V'loy omar adam l'chaveiroi, tzar li hamokim sh'olim b'Yerushalayim. Nobody said to their friend, it's too tight here, I can't bear it in Yerushalayim. So it would seem it's the same kind of miracle, that the says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, no. This was a different miracle. It was crowded in the houses. There was no hotels like we have today, luxurious hotels, the Dunn and the Renaissance and King David and King Solomon. All these things didn't exist. Where did you go to in Yerushalayim? You went to a relative, to a friend, to a stranger. People took in many, many people, maybe 100 people squeezed into one apartment. It was tremendously squashed here. You know what the nest was? Loi omar adam lechaveiroi, Tzar li hamakim shalom Yerushalayim. This is the key word, lechaveroi, because ki'ir shechubra lo yachdov, the same shorish, the word chaver, what was it on Rabin Shalom Chaver, right? This is what the identity of Yerushalayim is. It's the Chaveroi. Then nobody said, this is my bed, this is my chair, this is my pillow, this is my food. Everybody shared with each other. There's a famous thought from Rav Chaim Shmulevich. It says, in the generation of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, six Talmidei Chacham covered themselves with one talis. So yes, physically, how do you do such a thing? A talis that could wrap around one person, how did it stretch to six people? So Reb Chaim Shmulevich, the great Mir Rosh Hashiva, responds, you're right, if each of the six people are trying to pull the talis to cover them, then one talis can't cover six people. But if each of the six people are trying to push the talis, that you have the talis, and the other one says, no, you let it cover you, then he says even six people can be covered with one talis. It depends if you're pulling it to yourself, or you're pushing it that your friend should have the talis. In Yerushalayim, it was, there was total achdus there. Nobody ever complained, although it was squashed in the houses of Yerushalayim when the Ola Regel came up three times a year to Yerushalayim. It was tremendously squashed, but nobody said to his friend, there was no room for jealousy, for arguments, there was total unity of the Jewish people. That's the way it was. But kol hamis abel al Yerushalayim. If a person thinks into what caused the Churban of Yerushalayim, the Gemara again, Masechta Yoma, that we're learning in the Daf Yomi, Daf Tesem at Beis, says, why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. And the Chavetz Chaim in his Agdama to the Sefer Shmir Saloshin says that Sinas Chinam is another name for the terrible Avera, which is the worst Avera in the world, which is Lashon Hara. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Svarim tell us that the Shoresh, the root causes, even in the first Beis HaMikdash, was Lashon Hara. The root Avera manifested itself hundreds of years later in the second Beis HaMikdash, but it was even there already in the first Beis HaMikdash. So the two Beit HaMikdash were destroyed because of a lack of Shmiras HaLashon, because of Lashon Hara. So this unity that Yerushalayim represents has been smashed to smithereens. And every generation called Dor Shalei Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav, Ki'ilu Nechrav B'Yamav. If Mashiach doesn't come by this Tisha B'Av, and we have to relive another Tisha B'Av in a few days, then it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed again on this Tisha B'Av, which means that the causes of the destruction are still here, even though the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation is trying to do so much to correct it. But they haven't totally succeeded yet, or else the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt, Mashiach would be here, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael of Yerushalayim would be rebuilt, and it hasn't happened yet. So, Kol HaMis Abel, if you are an Avel, which means you think, and thinking leads you to do tshuva, Al Yerushalayim, you want to do tshuva on that chet of Yerushalayim. You want to do tshuva on the fact that Yerushalayim today is not the way it's supposed to be. It's not the Ir Shechubro Lo Yachdov. It's not Omar Adam Lechaveroi. It's not Avas Chinam, to love someone as the OU had a program here a few summers ago, good for nothing. That you do good for somebody else for nothing. You're not gaining anything out of it. The whole thing is to try to help Bein Adam L'Chaveri, to help your fellow Jew. We're still involved in Sinas Chinam. We're not doing Avas Chinam yet. Kol HaMis Abel Al Yerushalayim. But if you say, I want to change that, I want to do something about it, then Zoche v'roa b'simchasa. Then you will merit to see the simcha of Yerushalayim. What was the question of Reb Chaim Volozhiner? Why does it say zoche v'roa? It should say yiskevir. You will see. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, no, you won't. It's not a future thing. You'll see it right now. You'll see Yerushalayim right now. What does that mean? Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner asks a profound question. How come we're still mourning over the Churban 2,000 years after it took place? Don't we have a halacha that there is a gzeira that a mace is nishtakich min alev after Yud Beis Chodesh? After 12 months we forget about a mace. What does it mean we forget about a mace? It doesn't mean that we don't know that our father or mother has passed away, but it means we're not thinking about it. It's not at the top of our minds. As I think we explained, that that if a person would not have this blessing called shikha, we would never be able to forget all our tzaras. We would think about all our tzaras from the crib when your mother didn't give you a bottle and you were crying. You would remember all of those things, all your bike that was broken and your car crash that you were in, and chas v'shalom if you lost relatives. You'd be thinking about that all the time. You wouldn't be able to survive. And Rabbi Greenwald, the director of Camp Sternberg, told us in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elia Meir Bloch, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that the same would be in good things. If you would remember every joke that you heard your entire life, all at one time, every good thing that took place to you your whole life, and you would be rolling in levity. You would be on the floor. I mean, sometimes one good joke does that to you. Imagine if at one time you would remember all your jokes. So Hashem gave us a blessing called shikha. We forget. Which means that it's in the back of our mind and not in the front of our mind. So says Rashi in Parsha Vayeshev, how was it that Yaakov Avinu, vayimoin lesnachem, he refused to have nechama over Yosef? Yosef was supposedly dead for 22 years already, and it's supposed to be only 12 months. The answer is because this gzeira that Hashem gave us, this gift of shikha, is only when the person's really dead. But if you think he's dead and he's not dead, you will not forget it. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, do you know why we mourn over the Beis HaMikdash 2,000 years after it took place? Because Yerushalayim is still alive for us. There's something about Yerushalayim that's still alive. Because if we do tshuva, and we can, that's Reb Chaim Volozhiner's whole thought, that Zocha V'roa B'Simchasa, you will see the Simcha of Yerushalayim right now. Because if I am careful in Shmiras HaLoshen, then I can rebuild what Yerushalayim represents in my lifetime. It's not totally dead. I mourn over the fact that the wood of Yerushalayim is destroyed, that the gold of the Beis HaMikdash is not here anymore. But what Yerushalayim represents, that is still with me. Kol HaMis Avol Yerushalayim, if you were an Avol and you thought about it, and you did tshuva, and you're correcting the sin of Chinam, and you're rebuilding Yerushalayim, then Zocha, your Zocha V'roa, you'll see now, a part of Yerushalayim will still be alive. And since it's alive, that's why you can never stop mourning on the destroyed part of Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, our Reformed brethren who are not yet religious, so to them, the Beis HaMikdash is a footnote when it was destroyed, a footnote in history. It's a historical fact, has no relevance to their life. But to us, Yerushalayim has relevance to us. What Yerushalayim represents of Achdus has relevance to us today. And since we can make it alive, so that itself is the reason why we're still mourning over it 2,000 years after it was destroyed. Because it's not a dead thing totally to us. There's something alive about it. And that alive, that Zocha V'roa, B'Simchasa, V'roa, what is Varoa? You see. Why does it use that language? You'll be Zocha to participate. Why the word you'll see? So my Rebbe, Rav Ruderman, explained that there are two kinds of views. There is a physical view and a spiritual view. The Ramban tells us in Parshas Nasai, the Nesiim, each one brought the identical same korban. So each of the Nesiim brought the same korban by the beginning of the base of the Mishkan. The question is, the Torah is careful on every single letter. So why here does it repeat the same korban 12 times over and over again? Should have said it one time, and it should have said the other Nesiim brought the identical to the first one. The answer, says the Ramban, is that every Nasi had a different kavana when he brought the identical korban. Says Rav Ruderman, that's the pshat. There's a Riyah Ruchni and a Riyah Gashmi. There's a physical view and there's a spiritual view. There's things that physically can look identical, but Hashem, who goes into the heart of each person, he's able to see that each one of the Nesiim had a different Kavana. And since each one had a different Kavana, it's not the same Korban 12 times. It's 12 separate Korbanas, and therefore they have to be listed 12 times in the Torah. Kol Hamisaba Yushalayim Zocha Viroa. You're going to see, you're going to look at something deeper. You're going to look at something spiritual. You'll see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. What is the Simcha of Yerushalayim? The Simcha of Yerushalayim is Sasom. There are many words in Hebrew for the word Simcha. Each word, as the Malbim, Sam Sfal Hirsch, other Mephorshim explain, each word has a different connotation. They don't mean, in English you have synonyms. In Hebrew there's no synonyms. Even though it looks similar, it's different. So what's the difference between Sasom and Simcha? The difference is, I wanted to say this and I found it later, Rav Shloim Alkavitz, who we say the L'chadodi Friday night, he wrote the L'chadodi, he wrote a Sefer Megillas Esther called Monos Halevi. In the Monos Halevi, he says, the pasuk that we say during Havdalah, Laihudim hoysa oira v'simcha v'sason v'kor. Chazal say, oira zutora, v'simcha yantiv, sason mila. Sasa Naichi al Imra Secha Kemotse Shal Rav. David HaMelech was besimcha on the mitzvah of Mila as if he found great spoils of war. Sason is connected to Mila. The Yikor, precious, that refers to Tefillin. We're going to focus on those two words, Sason and Simcha. So Sasa, Simcha, Yantiv. Ein Simcha Ella Bebasar V'Yayin. What do you eat and drink on Yantiv? Meat and wine, that's Simcha. Simcha is a physical gashmiistic pleasure. Laihudim ha'isa arva v'simcha v'sasayin mila. Mila, is it Simcha? No. In fact, what we say at a Sheva Brachas, we don't say at a Bris. We say at a Sheva Brachas, Sha'a Simcha b'ma'ono, that's by Sheva Brachas. When a husband and wife get married, there's a sasan and a Simcha there. There's a physical and a spiritual. But by bris mila, the islait tsara dianuka. Was anybody ever at a bris where the child didn't cry? He has physical pain. So by there, we don't say shah simcha bimona. There's no simcha. But there is sason. There is sason. David Amal said, Sus anoichi al imrasecha. I was rejoiced because we're happy even though he's going through physical pain. Simcha, he doesn't have. But there's a sus and there's a spiritual happiness that he is entering into the covenant of Avraham Avinu. He's a full-fledged Jew. That gives us susan. And that explains why, according to one opinion, a avel can go to a bris. Because an avel is only usher in things that give him simcha, which are physical pleasures, but spiritual pleasure, that gets linked together with avelis. Avelis is the definition what? Spiritual, when you think into something. So when you look at something with a different zocha v'roa, you're able to look at a thing not on the surface, but you're able to look at it spiritually below the surface, deeper, with your mind. That an avel is not prohibited, that he could do. Why can't you learn Torah on Tisha B'Av? It's spiritual, so why can't I learn Teretz? Because learning Torah is not only spiritual. Pekudei Hashem Yishorim Misamche Lev. Torah is pleasure, is physical pleasure. The Sachet Shover, great Gadol in his Sefer, Avnei Nezer in the Agdama, says that, is there anything wrong if a person learns Torah because he loves it, he enjoys it? Says that, is that loyal lishma? You're not doing it intrinsically because Hashem wants you to do it? He says, no, that's the mitzvah of learning. The mitzvah of learning is that learning's like a steak. You enjoy a steak, you should enjoy Torah. Of course there's sason by Torah. But there's, sason noich al imra secha, one pshat is mila, another pshat imra secha, your word refers to Torah. Of course there's sason by Torah also, but there's simchas Torah. Maybe that's why you give out candies at some shuls. The kids get all come back and broyers. They come back with a whole bag of candies. We're stressing that Torah is sweet. A child licks by the olive base the honey of dvash v'cholov tachas l'shenecha. The honey is under your tongue, referring to divrei Torah. Torah is pekudei Hashem yishor tamu uruki toiv Hashem. Taste Hashem. That he is, it's delicious. Torah is delicious. It's a steak. So that's why it's Asur on Tisha B'Av. And Avol is Asur in Gashmi is Hana. So Torah represents Sason and Simcha. Pekudi Hashem Yisharem, Misamche Leiv. Simcha he's not allowed to have. But a Bris, which is only Sason, there is no Simcha, that an Avol could be permitted as well. So therefore, now let's go through the Chazal again. Kol Misabel al Yerushalayim. You're a misabel, you think. It leads you to tshuva. And what are you doing tshuva on Yerushalayim? Because that's achdus and matters to neschidim, and you're trying to rebuild the achdus. So if you do that, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, zoche v'roya. You will be zoche, and you'll be able to see now. You won't have to wait for Mashiach. You'll be able to produce in your shul, in your community, you'll be able to produce a living Yerushalayim. And that's, in fact, why you're going to still be mourning next year over Yerushalayim as well. Because it's a lie for you. If Yerushalayim was totally dead, if you didn't live what Yerushalayim represents, then you would stop mourning over Yerushalayim. Then it would be a total mace, and a mace is forgotten from the mind after 12 months. The sign that we still mourn is a good sign on one hand, because it means that Yerushalayim lives for us. So if it lives, Zoche V'Roa, you will see the Simchasa. Which type of Simcha? There are many types of Simcha. It's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. This Chazal is based on a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Sisu ita masos kol hamis ablim aleha. Rejoice, Sason, all who mourn over it. On that Chazal say, kol hamis ablim aleha, zol chevaroa. Because what's the lashon of the pasuk? Sisu ita. It doesn't say osis. It doesn't say in the future you will have Sason. Sisu, you're going to have Sason right now, because Yerushalayim is alive for you. Now let's go back to the story of Rabbi Akiva. And now everything will be answered. The Chachamim with Rabbi Akiva came to the Har HaTzofim. They looked down, they saw the fox. They all tore Kriya. What is Kriya? Part of Aninus or Avelus? The answer is it's part of Aninus. A person has to do Kriya Bishas Chimum. That's the Lashon. When you're hot, when you're a raw emotion, and the psychologists say how healthy this is for a person, catharsis, as you feel this raw emotion flowing through your body, you rip your garment, you let out that emotion, it's psychologically healthy for a person. You have to have an outlet for that raw emotion. When do you do it? Not after the kvura, but dafka before the kvura, while you're still an onay, while you have the emotional. So everybody, Rabbi Akiva with the other rabbis, tore kriya, emotional. They saw the fox, they were crying. What's crying? Crying is again emotion. We asked the question, where was Rabbi Akiva being misabel over Yerushalayim? The answer is the only one who was being misabel over Yerushalayim was Rabbi Akiva. He was teaching them how to be an avel. An avel is they saw the fox and they got transfixed with the fox. They didn't look further past the fox. And therefore they were just crying, emotional. Rabbi Akiva, who's using his seichel, who's thinking, and he's saying, okay, I see the churban, but that churban means that there's also going to come one day when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So he's able, he chuckled, and as it's not that he was rolling from laughter. It's one of them before, the Marsha says, Gilu Barada, he was happy with trepidation. There was a mixture. Of course he felt bad that there's a fox running around. But on the other hand, he was Zolcha V'Roa. Since he was a Mesabel, he was able to see, oh, I see in that fox, I could see those old men and women sitting on the rebuilt roads of Yerushalayim, the rebuilt base of Yerushalayim. I could see it right now. From that I have a Sason. I have a spiritual. I have to look deep. I have to look past the fox. I can't look at the physical thing that I see with my eyes. I have to think into it and see that through my actions I can rebuild part of Yerushalayim in my lifetime. Zolcha V'Roa. So then what did the Chacham say to Rabbi Akiva? Ah, Rabbi Akiva, Nichamtonu Akiva, Nichamtonu. You comforted us. What is comfort dependent on? Aninus or Avelus? The answer is Avelus. If you're an onen, if the kvura didn't take place, some people try to comfort the avelim in the room by the funeral parlor. That's not a time for a comfort. You shouldn't say anything. The person can't accept it. He's in a state of aninus. He's in the emotional state. When after the kvura takes place and the seichel starts coming back and the person begins to understand what's happening, then you can try to offer words of comfort. So when they said, you have comforted us, Rabbi Akiva, they were telling him, You taught us that we were crying, we were aninim, and you taught us that we have to be aveilim, that we have to think into it, that we have to look past the fox with our physical eye. We hope for what it says on the side of the Gemara, Hashem yinachameinu amen. That it won't be that every year we're going to have to go through the same thing, the Avelis and the Nechama. He chopped it up. Akiva Nechamtanu, twice. Akiva Nechamtanu. Again, every year we have to go through the same thing because it's a lie for us, Yerushalayim. We feel the loss and we need the Nechama. So this year you comforted us, next year you're going to have to comfort us. We pray Hashem's going to come. Hashem yinachameinu amen. And then the base of Mikdash will be rebuilt. So in order, just one thought that I thought of this year, you know, when they went into the Hezbollah, so Olmert, the Prime Minister of Israel, said one word, and the word was enough. And in Hebrew, I imagine, I didn't hear the speech, he said, maspik. We've gone through years and years of the Hezbollah capturing our soldiers, shooting missiles against us. Dayenu, enough. The message to us, I think, is enough. What is causing the churban? What is causing all our tzoris? Lashon hara, sinas chinam. Maybe the message to us, we know that we'll be matzliach in the war if we do tshuva on the cardinal sin that is causing the churban, which is sinas chinam. We have to say that word, I think, to ourselves. Maspik, enough. It's enough. We've gone through thousands of years, not 6 years that the Jews are suffering on the north of Israel. We've gone to 2,000 years that we're not listening to, that we should stop speaking bad about our friend. If we will say to ourselves every time we want to say something back, maspik, enough, let's hold ourselves back from this Lashon Hara, then we can build the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash in our own lifetime. And we, like Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, will be zoicha, nichamtanu Akiva, nichamtanu, and will be zoicha to that day, which it says at the end of the Novi Zechariah says, Tzoyim HaRevi, the Tzoyim of the fourth month of Tammuz, Tzoyim HaChamishi of Av, Tzoyim HaShvi, the seventh month, Tzoyim Gedalia, Tzoyim HaSiri of the tenth month, Asor B'Tavis, Yiyah LeBeis Yehuda LeSosoyim ULeSimcha ULeMoyadim Tovim. Not only will we have Sisu Itam Asois of Yerushalayim, but then we'll be able to have Simcha as well. We won't have to go through Mishenichnas of Memaitin B'Simcha. We'll have back the full Simcha of Yerushalayim.